Eric Mead of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company with Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was just flying in from Qatar. Apparently, alcohol is discouraged over there, so they didn't take to me kindly.
Well, between the wine in one hand and your rainbow wristband, you're lucky you made it back.
I'm telling you. I was proud, and they were not proud of me. No, I was just, I was just reading about this. I'm not obviously in the world of big beer anymore, but having met my beautiful wife at the Alice Bush Opera House, I have certain respect for the Budweiser family, and I love just the idea of being told like a day before, like, yeah, thanks for the 75 mil, we're not going to serve you there. So they've decided to give it all the beer that they're going to sell there, they're going to give to the winning country somehow. I'm like, that's amazing.
Wow.
Figure that one out.
I like that. Whole country or just the team?
I'm sorry. Well, that's right. No, they literally said, we're gonna give this to the fans of the country that wins. Like, how are you going to negotiate that? By the way, by that point, your beer will be so skunked, having been shipped to the middle of the desert, that I wish you all well.
It's going to be one of those situations where, you know, the party ends and it's like the afternoon after, and you're calling friends who weren't at the party to say, we have got to finish these kegs. Can you guys come over and give us a hand?
Bring pitchers. Yeah. Oh, man. That's awkward. By the way, folks, just in case anybody out there is ever wondering, old kegs, don't do it. Just don't do it. Unless they're in a kegerator with you're pumping in raw oxygen. It just skunks. It skunks real fast. Unless you're a frat boy, don't do it, man. So hey, I'm sure you're all scrambling around right now. Of course, this is the annual Thanks pairing episode, and of course, I don't have all that much time because I proved hard to find. But I just wanted to say, I'm going to offer a couple pieces of advice in the time I have. And these are things that have kind of come up this year. I just wanted to say to everybody, obviously everybody in the industry is aware that inflation has been real and that everybody's groceries are expensive and gas is expensive. So don't feel like don't feel embarrassed. If you're like, I really can't spend a lot of money on Thanksgiving this year, like and the smarter, merchants out there, we've certainly done what we can to keep things friendly on your wallet. That said, of course, as I always give this little piece of advice, you don't have to spend a lot, but you might have to spend more than you think is a lot or a little. I was watching an episode of The Simpsons the other day, the famous Plow King episode, where the joke was that a brand new, like, high-powered pickup truck with plow attachment was the extremely lofty price of $20,000 new. And I was just like, oh, boy, yes, the prices have gone up, haven't they? So I don't want sticker shock to be shocking to anybody out there. Like, the average price of wine right now, the sweet spot used to be around 12 to 15. It is definitely in the 18 to 25, 26 range these days. Just so you're aware. I just want everybody to be comfortable with that when you do walk in. And yes, there are still $8 bottles out there on shelves, but I would remind you there's $2 cheeseburgers out there on shelves too, and I wouldn't recommend eating those either. So just, I know, try and use this holiday to treat yourself maybe a little bit, and then, but do be aware that it's totally cool to say, I'm really not comfortable spending that. Let's talk about something else. It's totally cool. So just know that. But the other piece of advice I always give, this is from Eric Asimov, the wine writer for the New York Times. He said, you will be anxious before the holiday. And he also says, the holiday always goes beautifully. And this extends to giving. This is the time when people are going maybe over to somebody's house, or obviously we're leading into the holiday season where people are going to be giving gifts. And feel good about that. Like, you're going to be anxious about whatever you're giving, and you really shouldn't be, because you're being kind enough to give, and that is the greatest gift of all, is that you actually care enough to give. So just remember that and feel good about yourself when you're doing that. Other quick tips: everything goes with turkey, and nothing goes with turkey. So, like, don't worry about turkey. However, if you're not having turkey, like some people have, you know, beef or stuff like that, you might want a pair to beef. That's a little bit different. But turkey is the most generic of all fowl, and all you really need to worry about turkey is hopefully the chef has not overcooked it. I always recommend pairing to the side. My favorite thing in the world, besides, like, my, you know, children, etc., is a green bean casserole. It's wonderful, savory, umami for days. And I feel good about it because it's vegetables, right? Like, truly, you know, it's my pass for the rest of the year when all I eat is red meat. And that's savory. So I might pair something, you know, like a nice, like off dry Chenin Blanc or Riesling or something like that. But some people love, you know, the sweet potatoes and stuff like that. Sweet potato souffle, something with maybe, you know, brown sugar or things like that. So that's my advice, is pair to what you think you're going to be eating aside from the turkey, because frankly, it's turkey. And you know, but if you're going to have it swimming in a really, you know, savory gravy, well, then maybe you think about that. Don't be afraid to buy wine that you haven't necessarily heard of or people haven't heard of. Part of that whole fighting the inflation demons and stuff for me and a lot of other people is that we find awesome wines that are from, you know, 60 kilometers south of the place that costs a lot of money. And, you know, that's the beauty of having been in this business for a couple decades at this point, is that I have wonderful connections to people who are making amazing wines that, simply because of supply and demand, aren't the same pricing. And so you can go, and also it's kind of fun. You go to a place, you're like, hey, I bought this wine, and no, you haven't heard of it, but here's the story. So that's kind of fun. But don't go super geeky unless you know your crowd's going to like super geeky. Otherwise, go for, you know, what your merchant, your favorite wine merchant would suggest is, you know, an easy pleaser. And certainly there's just tons of those. And try to give people options, you know, like, don't believe that everybody likes red. Americans drink rosé now, thank God, and white and bubbles. So don't feel constrained to just buy just a generic red wine. You can do whatever you like. And the last one, I'm sure I'm running close to out of time, but I always say try and buy wine that'll taste good. This is my direct quote, so I'm going to read it verbatim. Try and buy a wine that will taste good, even out of whatever glassware you've desperately dug out of the dusty back corner of your cupboard, spit in, wiped out, and put in your Aunt Phyllis's spot, because you never quite got over those nasty kisses she used to give you as a kid.
Wow.
You know, it's, yeah, well, listen, not everybody has fancy Riedel glasses. And you know, especially if you're all of a sudden, you know, normally you have 4 at table, and all of a sudden you have 23 at table, you're probably grabbing some stuff that isn't regularly used, isn't ideal, isn't your favorite, but it's what you got. And there's nothing wrong with that, because again, you're giving, you're serving, you're you know, being generous. So don't worry about that, but do be aware that, you know, perhaps you do need to consider that.
Did you give Grandpa a sippy cup because that's all you had? Sure. Yeah. That's what. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the guy had to take out his teeth anyway to have it, so we might as well give him a sippy cup.
Right.
You know, ashes to ashes and such. But hey, everybody, really quick, we're very thankful for all of you out there, and I always do say an extra thanks for all of our wonderful clientele. Thank you for being awesome, and we look forward to serving you for the remainder of 22, which is not a lot, oh my gosh, but we're here for you. And we're open, by the way, 10 to 6 tomorrow, and then we are closed Thanksgiving, and then we'll reopen for normal hours on Friday.
Plaid Friday. That sounds great.
Exactly. And please do shop downtown. Speaking of Plaid Friday, support all your favorite local merchants, because that's the way to keep us around.
You better believe it. Hey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Eric.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company.